Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Colossians chapter 1, Dr. Bloom asked the question, is the agape love of Jesus evident in you, and would others be able to see that you love the brethren? Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey.
Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is His word. It's by grace through faith that we receive that salvation. And so, when it says not of works, it's not Jesus plus. And it's not an idea that we work to keep it after we have it. This agape love that Paul is speaking of here in Colossians chapter 1 was so evident in their lives that Epaphras went back and reported it to Paul. Now, my friend, that brings me to a question. Is the agape love of Christ evident in you? Would others be able to say that person, indeed and in truth, loves the brethren? What is your treatment of brethren? And for that matter, since we're to love God, are you sharing the gospel in obedience? Do we love as God loved? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And do we as Christians have that love that tries to share the gospel, that men might be saved from a Christless eternity in the eternal lake of fire? Do you have this agape love? Or is there backbiting? Is there bitterness? Is there an absence of love for someone against whom you hold a grudge? They have hurt you, but God wants you to love them. Perhaps your salvation is like the man that fears losing it. You're not resting in it. And you can't move around freely and lay up treasures because you're fearful of losing it. And that's the only thing that motivates your work. You see, when you fear losing your salvation all the time, you're not working out of a heart of love. You're working out of a heart of fear. Others, they don't fear losing salvation, but they're not serving the Lord out of love or with the joy of knowledge. They're not serving him with a joy of a understanding that treasures are being laid up. And my friend, as a result of that, you're not growing in grace. You're going to be saved so as by fire, 1 Corinthians 3:15, and you're going to be ashamed before him at his appearing, 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. In Colossians 3:1, he will say, set your affection on things above. And that's what we need to do. Have eternity set in our hearts. Decide you're going to be a saint, a holy person. That's the call. God has on your life. Decide that you're going to learn to love as Christ loved by allowing Him to love others through you, to love the brethren, to edify them in Christ, and to love the unsaved, to win them to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now again, my friend, I must point out, you cannot have this love. You are incapable of having this agape love. You can have a good friendship love. You can have a love that's a good friend, but you can't have the love of agape, the love the Bible commands, unless Christ is in you, unless Christ is your Savior. Until then, you just simply cannot have it. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now, my friend, that is the only way to heaven. That may sound narrow to you, but my friend, you die 1 second after your death, you'll know that's true, and it'll be too late to do anything about it. There is not a purgatory. There is not a holding cell that makes you serve for a time and then you get out. Heaven and hell have one thing in common. They both last forever, and their inhabitants never cease to exist. Now, my friend, Jesus wants to save you. He loves you. In 2 Peter 3:9, it says that He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Please understand that our God is a holy God, and God being holy must punish sin. And we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. If God didn't punish sin, He would not be true to Himself, and this whole world would be thrown off course. And that's why He says the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. And so God punishes all sin. Any sin that you've ever committed is fully punished. But my friend, understand, Jesus Christ in His great love took the fullness of the punishment for your sin, for all your sin, and for any of your sins. That's His love. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 says, but it also adds, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Wages we've earned to go to hell. A gift God wants to give you, eternal life. Why? Romans 5:8. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My friend, life, death, sin, salvation, eternity, your soul, all those things are very serious. At stake is life, eternal life. We're speaking of eternity, either in heaven or in the lake of fire. Again, never ceasing to exist. The place of hell says they have no rest, day or night. When we go into heaven, there's rejoicing, there's praise, there's peace, there's eternal rest, there's eternal glory. Which is it for you? No man on his deathbed ever said, "I'm sorry that I received Christ and lived the Christian life." There are many that have been sorry they didn't receive Christ. There are many that are sorry that received Christ that they didn't live for Jesus. But no one is sorry that received Christ and lived for Him. Death is an exaltation time. It's a time to come to Christ. And my friend, Christ wants to save you. Why not receive Christ? Let Him come into your life as your Lord and God. Why not right now, right where you are, understanding that He died on the cross and paid your penalty in full and rose from the dead? Ask Him to save you. Maybe you could pray a prayer like this. Dear God, I know that I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and rose up from the dead. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank You for saving me. in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a free booklet that I want to send to you called Building Blocks. And this booklet will help you to grow in your new Christian life. Now, this booklet doesn't take the place of the Bible, but it will show you how to study the Bible so that you'll understand it better and get more out of it. It'll teach you how to pray. It'll teach you things about Bible doctrine. And it will also show you how to lead another person to Jesus Christ. And I want to send that booklet to you absolutely free. Just write us and say, I ask the Lord to save me, and please send me the booklet. Now, if you're listening, you're already saved, but you say, I would still like to have that booklet, I'll send it to you free. And you just write and let me know, and I'll get that in the mail as quickly as possible. So please, please, please let us know. Also, let me encourage you to call an independent Baptist church. Look in your yellow pages. Look for independent Baptist. Call up there. Find out if they believe that the Bible is word for word the Word of God. And then ask them what your next step is. Tell them of the decision that you've made and begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And again, let me say this. Lamp and light does not take the place of your local church. Your tithe does not belong to us. Now, the only thing I'd ever want anybody to send to us is an offering. An offering is above a tithe. But your tithe belongs to the local church. And so, my friend, that's where your tithe goes. Write us. We want to hear from you. Let us know if this ministry is edifying you, that if it's instructing you in the Word of God and you're picking up things from it. Won't you write us? We want to hear from you. Now, my friend, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening to today. Please, ask your friends to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast. That's how this ministry grows. And friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with a light sublime. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Is truth.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.